The Alliance Party leader, Naomi Long, joins me now. Good morning, Naomi.
Good morning, Vinny.
Not a good result for the Alliance Party. What went wrong?
Well, I think, first of all, it was quite a good result for the Alliance Party, given it's one of the best results we've had, I think the best, actually, we've had in terms of...
But you didn't win your seat.
Well, if I could finish, it's the best result we've had since 1992 in terms of number of votes. So from that perspective, I don't think it was a bad result for Alliance. We didn't win seats. That's disappointing. Unfortunately, I think, realistically, in a first-past-the-post system, things are always going to be stacked against us. We broke that mould back in 2010, but it's always a challenge for us, so we accept that. And obviously, we're disappointed. We would have liked to have taken seats, but we didn't on this occasion. But when we look at the carnage that surrounds the election this time, particularly around those more centrist parties, I think Alliance has fared pretty well in holding and consolidating its vote.
You must be quite disappointed. I would assume that you thought East Belfast would have been up for grabs for you. You pulled quite just over 15,000, whereas Gavin Robinson, who took the seat for the DUP, just under 24,000. So there's still quite a gap there.
Oh, there's certainly a gap. There's no question about that. I'm pleased with what we pulled and the fact that it was quite a few thousand more than we polled just a few weeks ago in the Assembly election. And from our perspective, obviously, it was more than 2010. It was just slightly less than 2015. So we've kind of held our vote, even though it was a very polarised election. But undoubtedly, it was one of those seats that was affected by the bigger picture in this election, which was huge polarisation, a massive turnout in terms of the unionist vote, which I think was in reaction to Sinn Féin's performance in the Assembly elections. And we were a victim of that in East Belfast and indeed to some degree in South Belfast.
Was there a point, Naomi, in the run-up to this election where you thought, you know what, this might not go our way?
Well, I think we were always aware that we were up against it. I mean, I know what people said about us being the bookies' favourite, but as you know, I said constantly that that counted for nothing. We were always the underdog and we always probably will be in a first-past-the-post-style election. The fact that people believed we could win it in itself was a breakthrough, because up until 2010, no one ever expected us to take a Westminster seat at all. So I think we need to put that in perspective when it comes to how we assess our performance. I'm very pleased that in a lot of seats we're actually now in second position. That's a new place for us to be. We've overtaken the Ulster Unionists and the SDLP in a number of constituencies that are pretty important for us. And we've positioned ourselves very well, I think, for both future Assembly and future Council elections. It's disappointing. There's no question about that. Everybody goes into an election with the hope of winning, not just votes, but seats. On this occasion, it didn't work out that way. But I think, as I say, when you see the polarisation that there is in politics in Northern Ireland at the moment, we have, in many ways, bigger things to worry about than whether or not Alliance took a seat here or there. The bigger question is what the future of Northern Ireland is going to look like under the incredibly polarised results that we've just had.
Well, what do you think? What is your prediction, Naomi? Is this going to make a deal at Stormont harder or more reachable?
Well, I think that really depends on the parties involved. I mean, certainly up to date, there's been no sign of any ability for people to compromise.
Yeah, but do you think this will change anything?
Well, it could. I mean, people might, if you like, from a position of power, decide that they want to do something different, but I suspect that won't be the case. We've already heard Arlene Foster today saying that we're going to be having delays to the start of the negotiations in order to set up a new executive at Stormont and to get Stormont restored. That's disappointing. Her focus now, obviously, is in negotiations around forming a government in the UK. Now, the problem, of course, with that is that if the DUP believe that they can be the DUP tail wagging the Conservative dog in Westminster, they may believe that devolution is no longer their priority. They might prefer direct rule under those circumstances. And that poses a massive question over whether or not we'll be able to get those institutions restored. Equally, if Sinn Féin feel that this poll has vindicated their position and it's a shot in the arm for their calls for a border poll, well then why would they go back into a devolved settlement when they would just work around that? So we have massive challenges, but what I can say without doubt, Vinny, is that the Alliance team will be turning up on Monday morning. We're serious about getting devolution restored because we believe it's absolutely critical that we do so, and that's going to be our focus. And regardless of the outcome of the elections last night, I think the people of Northern Ireland deserve nothing less from those of us who are elected to represent them.
Naomi Long, no doubt you need to get some sleep. You've been up all night, but thank you.
Thank you very much. No problem at all, Vinny. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.